At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it. Hi, and welcome to Always Something. I am Jamie, and let's dive in. We have had quite a bit of activity from Drake. One of the things that I've noticed recently, and this is probably something that has been under the covers for a long time, is that there are a lot of people that do not like him. And, you know, he's no stranger to people taking issue with him. You know, we know what happened with Detail. We know what happened with Diddy outside of Liv. We know what happened with Pusha T and with Kendrick and with Kanye. Like, he is no stranger to altercations, albeit on the record or physical altercations. He's also incredibly scrappy. We know what happened with Chris Brown. So I've wondered for a very long time, like, what is the problem here? Why can't anyone seem to get along with Drake? There are a few people that are from the OVO sphere that follow me on Instagram. I have reached out and DM'd and I have not heard back. Of course I haven't. Because Drake isn't going to talk about anything. One of the questions that I have is, what is the issue with UMG? Well, what's the real issue? The court docket came out. I read all 81 pages twice. And it reads to me as if this has been brewing with Drake for a while. And he needed a way of stopping the bleeding. I don't think that if Not Like Us had been such a big hit, he probably would have cared as much. However, he is stating that the issues that he has does not directly mean that he is suing Kendrick Lamar. He is not suing Kendrick. He is suing UMG. Both Kendrick and UMG are, in his opinion, conspiring against him and putting him in a space that seems very vulnerable, especially for him and for his family. The court docket read that he had to move his mother and his son away from his home in Toronto and relocate them to somewhere else because he was just afraid for his safety. But also, not for nothing, Drake is kind of a bully, though. If you know the history that he's had since 2009, and mostly into the 2010s, he's really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. I first saw Drake in concert in 2009. My husband, then boyfriend at the time, got me tickets to see him and Jeezy perform together. And I was so excited, right? But I had never seen Drake in person. You know, I heard his song, Best I Ever Had, and you know, on the radio constantly, but I'd never seen him in person. I saw him. I'm like, oh, he looks different than what I thought he'd look like. I don't know what, I guess I didn't know what I thought he would look like, but he at the time was very skinny. He had his like little Afro puff situation and he was in a baggy t-shirt and baggy jeans and they were slightly wrinkled. And it was just him and his DJ. He didn't have anyone else on the stage with him. And so to see him where he is now, selling out arenas and touring the world, when I saw that in 2009, it's just very, it's very interesting to see. It also shows that, you know, talent and hard work, it does pay off and you have to be very consistent. However, with the understanding of everything that's happened in the past with people that have been burned by him, a lot of people, from what I've gathered, are questioning the path to the success. And of course, you have to be savvy and you have to be clever and you can't let anyone, you know, get away with anything. So part of it is that he's been playing close to the vest and not letting people kind of integrate into his circle. He does seem to keep his circle small, publicly at least. But there also seems to be a pattern of some people distancing themselves from him, including Future, including Rihanna. I've never fully understood why so many people are disinterested in being around him and publicly associating with him. Which leads me to my next point. He is being managed by the Agency Group PR team. The Agency Group PR team is the same group of people that manage Justin Baldoni and his situation with Blake Lively. This is kitchen table talk here. But there is a difference between having Black PR people and non-Black PR people in your circle. If Drake had people of color or Black people on his PR staff, he would be navigating the situation with Kendrick much differently. He would be navigating the situation with UMG much differently. Not saying that he can't put it on papers and he can't do his best to try to get what he feels he's entitled to and what he's owed. However, the impact that he's faced with his reputation and clearly with his self-esteem could have been mitigated in a much more responsible and socially responsible way. Meaning, there are ways to counteract what he's faced. So clearly what's happening in hip-hop is getting under his skin. He can't stand it. It is driving him crazy. I also believe that you should go where you are loved. If he doesn't feel like he's getting the kind of love that he is deserving of, then perhaps he should go back into television and into film. He is the producer for Euphoria Zendaya's show on HBO. I have recommended this before. I believe that he is tapping into something that could really impact him in a much more lucrative and responsible way for his reputation. I do think he should be doing more producing for television shows and for documentaries and films. Do I think he needs to be on camera right away? No. Nobody wants to see him right now. People do not want to see Drake. And there is an opportunity for him to be a mover and a shaker behind the scenes for film and for television, and to put rap to the side for a little bit. He has stated this before, that he's, you know, kind of looked up to Will Smith in a way, about how Will Smith started in hip hop and then deviated into television and to films very successfully. I think Drake could do that on the production side of things and as a screenwriter. I don't think he needs to be on screen. I think he needs to take a step away from being seen for a while. If anyone from the Agency Group PR team listens to this podcast and follows me, that's what I would recommend. He's in way too deep right now to drop the suit against UMG. He's gonna have to deal with it. He's gonna have to face it. I believe that this is gonna go to court. I believe that he is going to embarrass himself. I don't think that he's going to testify. And I don't think that anyone from his family will testify. So then if that's the case, then who is going to be advocating for him during the proceedings? It's filed here in D.C. and in New York City. In D.C., everybody knows everyone. Everyone knows somebody down on K Street, but no one's going to talk. There's no way on God's green earth I could just go over to K Street and be like, hey, have you heard this or do you know that, without them laughing me out of the building. There's no way that's going to happen. So I can't get any insight into what's going to be moving forward. I believe that UMG is going to have a lot of muscle in the court proceedings. They've already released a statement they're clearly annoyed with Drake. They see this as being frivolous. They see this as being someone that's a sore loser and not aware of how the general public can just change their mind about someone. And this is just me interpreting and kind of reading in between the lines, is that Drake is just not accepting the fact that he was wrong about himself and that people want something authentic. People want to be seen and heard. And he has, and Kendrick inferred this in his song, Not Like Us. You don't have to talk down to your audience. Just say it. And for a while, Drake kind of tried to personify himself as like a tough guy and that he's not afraid of anyone and this and that. And a part of it is true because he has had his share of physical altercations. Drake is not afraid to take a punch or throw a punch. However, the camaraderie and the allies that he thought he had are not there. I haven't heard of anyone rooting for him anymore. I don't know who's standing behind him anymore, really. And it has been all quiet on the hip hop front for a while in regards to Drake, especially after Not Like Us came out. You know, he's having issues with Rick Ross, and he collaborated with him for years. He's had issues with Future. He's collaborated with him for years. So there has been something that has happened. I don't know if it was a one-time instance. I don't know if it was a culmination of things, but something happened that made people change their mind about him and to stand by him and to want to work with him. I don't know if he ripped somebody off. That's possible. It's really hard to figure out what really happened. Do I think that Drake is going to have another song released before this goes to trial? Yes. However, you know, he had like the song that leaked on YouTube. And of course he knew all about it. It was not a surprise to him. And the song itself did not seem as if he was in a good headspace. A lot of times artists do that. Like they pretend something leaks. I'm using air quotes. And then the response to it isn't what they thought it was going to be. And so they say, oh, it leaked. Sorry. It wasn't planned. It wasn't something that we wanted you guys to hear. However, I do think something like that may come out again because he really wants attention. And he's trying to convince people that he belongs in hip hop in spite of what Kendrick has said and in spite of people changing their mind about him. I'm going to watch this closely. I feel like going into the spring and into the summer, we're going to see a lot of things unravel for him. And I do think that he needs to reassess his PR strategy in the sense that he needs to stay away from music for a while. He needs to go back into film, into television full time for the next 2 to 3 years. You want people to miss you. And then, you know, you want people to wonder where you've been. And no one's missing Drake anymore. People are sick of him. And he's not used to that. And I don't even think, like, even the last few albums he's had, he's been as creative. I don't know what's changing for him. But that seems to also be something that's very clear to me. 2025 is going to be very telling for him. I fully expect him to be present for all of the court proceedings. However, he will not be testifying. And if he does, I would be shocked if he did. I would be very surprised if that happened. Let's keep an eye on everything. I will do my due diligence and follow up if I can with people that are somewhat connected to me, and we'll take it from there. Thank y'all so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.